quoting at the end of Hilchos Ichud by Sif Yud Zayin, the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, and the Mazot Daf Chabeis brings down a statement for Rabbi Yosef Atano. Two things: I'm lost a late tarba kalva, the money should not live with a dog. The Tishrei bar by Rav was Shpizo. Tamuchachem should not be with the Shpizo. Come on, the Mechaber Sif Yud Zayin brings down the first, the second halacha, and Sif Yud Ches the first halacha. So the question first is, in Sif Yud Zayin, what does it mean like Tishrei bar by Rav was Shpizo? What does it mean the person should not live with Tamuchachem with the Shpizo? So then where the Rambam brings it down, Tamuchachem has an issa to live in the same chotzer as Almano. Unless the Tam Chochem has Ishti Imoy, cannot live in the same chotzer. Rambam, Guatam of the Smag, the Ruches Chaim, the Kolboy. At Sadr Sheni, let's came on the page, bring down the Ravid. The Ravid says the Rambam was Parazam Midosai. They took on the Lachov more than what it says in the Sugyo. The simple understanding of the Ravid, as Achon pointed out, is there are numerous Sugyos to live in the same chotzer, seems to be its motor. Almay, the Issa is not to live in the same chotzer, but to be an is ochsen imo, to be a guest of a person's house, live in the same house. The chotzer will be the maiso mutter, and by his echot, be guest of a person's house, that's the case, it's osur. So machlik is Rama versus Ravid, what's the kin to the sugyo? Is like Ravid Shayim, the case of chotzer, or not like the Ravid, it's the case of bias. The post came the way the Mechab brings down, he goes like the Rambam, also with Talmud Chochem, to live in the same chotzer with Almono, unless it's ishti imoi. Yav Shishloimo, Lavos, Hakas Mechoikik, Chacham Sodom, that's how we might be Paskin. Kamal with Sefer Ape Zifri, Sefer a few hundred years ago, he does not understand. Kedarka, usually the Ramah brings down the Cholkim. So why isn't the Ramah, Losh Yish Oimim, Kedarka Derech HaMelech, be Choshish for the Ravid Shito? Why is that Choshish for the Ravid, bring down a Loch Lamais, the Ravid? The person has to be Choshish in the case of living inside the house, being a guest. Now, the question is, if you think about it for a second, what's the chash? The Ravid L'chur is only a kula. The Ravid is saying, not in the chotzer, only in a bias. Come the Ramah is saying, even in the case of a chotzer. Back to Api Zutri, why not chosh for the Ravid? Why the Ramah not bring that bosh yesh oimrim? What's the chash? It's a chumro. So you really have to understand, what's the site of the Ravid, the kimt of the Ravid? First, the Ravid says, loshi is ochson, a person who is an oireach. What's the site behind it? Speaks out the task, because when you're a guest of a person's house, at the kiva of achnos orchem, the fact that you're serving him, giving him food, you're subservient to him, you're making a bond one to another, therefore there's an isser. But let's see, he lives inside your house, rents a room, but he has his own food, even though it's inside your own house. Says the Taz, if he has his own food and paying for it, there's no special bond one to another, and there's no isser even according to the Ravid. Says the Taz, brought down by the Beis Shmuel, the chumra of the Ravid is two things. Number one, has to be a case of a bias, and number two, has to be a case of a reyach, a guest in your house, at skir achnos orchim. If not for that, there won't be any issa going to the Ravid. Again, that's a very small example. I hate to close this way, or shulchan. Again, you look up the Sefer Abi as a tree again. He says, where in the world the Taz get this chilek from? And then he goes, for Efer writes, but he says, where did he get this kula from? And the Tziv and the Sugi wants to argue. But again, it comes out, a kula in the Ravid. The Ravid saying the loch is number one a bias. And number two says the Taz in the Paiskim, Dafke of Yerayach. There's a second question in the Ravid, also the Rambam. Is this a Locha Dafke Bekfias, or even a Kimta of Arai? Person wants to live in the Chotzer, Arai, temporarily, not Bekfias. So the way the Magamishna wants to answer back the Ravid has common slugyas, it says a Chotzer is Mutter. So the Magamishna, because the Rambam, a Kimta is Dafke in the case of Bekfias. This is it to live in a chotzer together, bekfias, with the Talmud Chacham, with Almano. Bekfias is also. Ari is a case of that's mutter. And again, the Beis Shmuel, we have been down, Allah Chamaisa, Dafka bekfias. The question now is the Ravid arguing on that idea, that concept? Is the Ravid saying, you have a kashmir sugi that chotzer is mutter? I'm answering Dafka the Bais, not a chotzer. But once the Bais, even by Ari will be also. If you guess, even by Ari. So, Mabuch among the Achorinim. But Ape Zutri, he says, no, the Ravid's a chumra over here. Even Arai, the guest someone's house, comes up one time, and there is no Yichud for each region on its own, Pesach Mesil, for Gedoyma, the Maisa Tam Chochem, which had the Sugi of Chashan, cannot be a guest inside Almona's house, even though there is no Yichud, even in the case of Arai. That's Ape Zutri says. Therefore, according to him, Lishitosa, he points out, why is Ramah bringing down Ape Zutri? You have a chumra over here. Almona should not live together with the Talmud Chacham as a guest inside the house. The Maestro, they point out, Kamal Chacham Zodom, and he says, it's halachover, and says, the Ravid is not arguing Kfias and Arai. doesn't say anything like that. He just says, Muhammad being machmir so far, why are you machmir so far? I have a kula. Havi lo lahi says more, saying the halacha in the Ravid, to say that Kim does even ma'arai. Make no machlokes, and both them, side the Ram, side the Ravid, even the case of Kriyas. The Tzir goes this way, just Liyaz and Shuba goes this way. And therefore it comes out that if Golik Chach Basadim is never a Chumr in the Ravid, no Chumr in the Ravid, therefore the Ramad does not bring it down at all. So it only comes out up, it's just a delicious tosoi. Now this halacha, to make it a little more practical, first, is it an Isser Mamish, or is it the correct Anhoga? So Lashon the Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara, Rambam says Lashon of Osir. You read the Torah switches it and says the Lashon of Li Yidar, they should not live together. Come on the Mechaber and switches it back to Lashon of Osir. Come on the Levush and switches it back to Lashon of Li Yidar. Come on the Chabazan and switches it back to say not the Lashon of Osir. So the question is, are they switching for a reason? So come on the Taz on the page and brings down Tosfos Shita. It's Meduik and Tosfos. That's the correct and Hoga, but there is no Isser. Medinoi, and therefore Taz and Zof, not Mahara and those who are Mekel. Medinoi, it's Mutter, it's not the best thing to go do. There's an Indian over here. But Medinoi, it's Mutter. Maiso, again, everyone learns about Yisaysif. The fact that it's not pointed out, it's Machalik, it's Ram versus Torah, he understood the Lashon also, and Lashon Yidah is the same thing. We're just saying you this Isser, we're telling you not to go do it. And the fact that, again, the Mechaba Levush, no one's pointing out his Machalikis, and again, over here, no one's talking about Machalikis, but Shmuel, not pointing out his Machalikis, Pashas, all the Shadim and Pashas, saying it's an Isser. I come there to tell you, the Taz wants to be Semech upon the Mokum of not the Mahara against people. Who is this Isser Mamish? So there is a true question to a Moshe. There was a Sheikh who used to travel, let's say, to Argentina. He leaves his family behind. And when he used to go to Argentina, you stay in someone's house, stay by this couple. Over the years, her husband passed away. There's an almano, and the sheikh wanted to stay in the Isha's house. Now this almano, what she did, is whether the sheikh was there at night, she would stay in her house during the day, but at night she would always go to a kid's house and sleep by her kids. Like today, most people would sleep by their parents. She did haker, she slept by the kid's house. Almano. What? Yeah, it depends how big the house is, depends what happens. So, the question was, the sheikh is a Moshe. There's never going to be a matzav of me and her alone at night. There's no issue of yichud. But there's a bayah of a chshad. I'm going to a house where the almana is during the day. I'm never there. I'm working. I'll come there only at night. But she technically called living there, but she's not going to live there. She's never there at night. Is there a bayah of a sugi of chshad? Mara saying, Shemoy said a very important story in the gate to the sugi of klolis in yichud. He says there is no chshad to Mara saying. If so, in the chadav asayif. You have three people, two people. They get involved in all cases of Yichud. Anytime, you know, there's people of Yichud. That they have the head to pass up Suach Tivin Atarim. Why is there Chshad? I see two people alone. Do people know you gave the key to the neighbor? People know that the door is unlocked. Do people know how many people are inside the room? Who's in the back room? So Moshe says, since there's so many eights of Yichud, what to go do? Usually the bayah of Yichud is people do not know it's Yichud. But once you know the looks of Yichud, there's so many eights of what to go do. And therefore, why should we chashad? Leave the door unlocked. Give the keys to the neighbor. Have other people around. Come in whenever you want. Put up a sign up. So he says, Be'ikki wants a tainah, since there's so many ways around it, therefore, no sugi of chashad over here. He said, specifically, to get to the case of the sheikh over here also. But since there are a klal in Yichud, do we not see the idea of chashad unless chashad is what I'll tell you. You have a certain case of Shulchan Aruch. Tamu Chochim in the Talmudah. Otherwise, if there's no more than what's said in Shulchan Aruch, we don't have the get of chashad. To make this halacha practical, we're saying a Talmud Chacham would not live inside a chatzar. What is our apartment buildings? You have 10 floors in Arzay. You have sometimes a person that's an Alman over there. There could be a Talmud Chacham there. It could be an Almoy. Could they live in the same apartment building in Arzay? Is that against what's said in Shulchan Aruch? So Yisrael B'Yashim, what finds the Gedim chatzar? He says, one building is the same chatzar. He says, if they're, let's say they are separate buildings, even though they're close one to another, which you could tell me, Arizai, there's one entrance to each one really a different building that's connected, that could be a case of two different buildings, two different chotzers. But one building is still a case of a chotzer. If so, the Isis Liezer, place they have apartment buildings, there are times Zalmono. With the Talmud Chacham there, with the Almoy, they have to move out. One of them has to move out. Who moves out? What are you going to do? It's a Lachon Shulchan Aruch. So come up with Liyaz and says, first of all, we have Toysis. Taz brings down, not the Mahar. We don't go that way. We have to first have Toysis. Second, we have the Ravid Shito that says Alocha Dafka Bina Reach, not Ligut Sadech Chotzer. Again, we don't go like that. We have the Ravid Shito over here. Number three, they get involved. This Isser Yisrael Mono and Tamachochim go live there. But let's say they were already living there, that spouses. And then one of them passed away, and not by their fault they're living there. Is there a chshat? No one came to go live there. So it says Sifliyazi has a meaning in the sugya that says it is to go live in a place where the almana is, and you're tamachochem. But once you already were there, the one she was not almana, there's no chshat over here. So you have a meaning, it comes up right on the page. That's number three. Number four, he gets involved with what's a tamachochem? Is lochadaf a tamachochem? If what's a tshuva, is it even a tamachochem? Or means only Talmud Chacham. If it means only Talmud Chacham, like the Swarm seemed to go, can you do what's a big mavuchah, what defines Talmud Chacham? Right? That each one on its own, what that means over here. So since the Maisa, what? I said it's a big mavuchah, what that means exactly, do you have Talmud Chacham as man is there or not? So based upon this, the end of the Yezer, expense to move out, the tariff to move out. He says, once you have the Taisus, and we have the Ravid, and we have the Me'iri, and the Yesh Lod, and we have the Talmud Chacham, we define Talmud Chacham over here. So fine, there seems to be that hugger that people certainly stay in their apartments where they lived in for years, Yeshua Milas Mach, but to move inside, that's not that simple. Best, he says, it's also being made inside the Abitircha, I have some moment. It's time to move there, not that simple. Next halacha, Sefer Ches, is really the first Ekimto of the memo of Rabbi Yosef, that an almana should not live with a kelev. It's like shash. Sorry? Nursing homes. Is that a shela? Are they living? What is that exactly? Why not? It's one chotzer. Well, it's not a shela, nursing homes. If the Talmud Chacham. The Maestro itself, they're pretty good about it. But in the Yisrael Chutz Lars, they're not too good. No, they have different floors? They have different floors. You think it may be the same chotzer, you think? So it's like the same chotzer. I hear. I didn't think about that. It's a good, it's the kasher. They're moving in. Almano, the Almoin, what is the heter? That's a great question. That's a great question. So what? So what? I mean, again, we have the Ravid, we have Taisus, what's the right? But so what? Yes, get a nursing home. And he, what? The first of all, so two things. One of all, sometimes the Ladaka fully talking. The second one, they say with the bag or kedoyma, also not fully zaken. I hear that my inside. It's some trouble. Do me a favor, please find out. Yes. Fine. Get back to me. Fine. The next thing about you should not live with a almana with a kelev. The reason mitzad the chashash that she'll be nichshel with the kelev over here. So again, the question is this student living with a kelev? Is it Medina or is it Chum Ba'almo? See again, coming with Taz, Vinyan Toysi from Tzir Davayin Aleph, says it's a Chum Ba'almo. Therefore, again, Penel Gears Maskun of the Taz is, but it sounds like not tomorrow afterwards, if you have the Gears of Chon Yishlaim, not tomorrow, Yishim Yilis Moich. But over here, again, the Rama has Lashon of Osir, the Smag of Chaim the Kolboy, and here, even the Mechav says Osir, and Lavush, who said before Leidur, says Lashon of Osir. Yam Shalom says Lashon of Osir, Arpa Shulchan, and Pash again, if the place can go, it's Osir. And again, the fact that it's not brought down the base there's a machlokes, it sounds like ikka loch should be osir. Again, there's a sefer tikkunos hashavim in the Baal Teshuva that sometimes the Baal Teshuvas have these dogs over here, the Kbeal Mono, and he tries to lead some lam and tzchus to be serech b'antayis v'shito, why you can't have a case of she can be left with her dog over here. Now it says the words of Baal Mono. What about a grusha? What about a pnuya? To come on the sefer shar ha'yichud, it says the same you said over here. She's not married. She has a dog. What's the difference? Now, myself, in fact, Grusha, I hear the same thing inside the idea of Almano. A Pnuya, let's say they have a Tashmish, the Yesh Lot and Harabe, if that's true or not, because they don't seem to, a lot of them seem to relate upon the understanding of the level of Taiva that they used to. So the Yesh Lot and that's so on. Well, myself, Almano, Grusha, Chor should be. Now, the question here is that we see the Lam Almanos do have dogs. So, come on, the Sefer Dvar Halacha, because of Shavim, the halacha of having a dog is dafka a kelev, not a kalba, not a lady dog. The whole Isser is to have tashmish with the person. However, someone's not shaykh, like we know an issue with a tumtum, mice is mutter. An issue with a tumtum is mutter, is not shaykh, not tashbush. So the halacha, the same you said over here, when it's a kalba, when it's a lady dog, mice there is no isser. Therefore, it could be they have dogs, I never really check them, but it could be the case over here, the lady dog, then chosh not be an isser. The halacha is marach, what's the halacha when you want to have a dog that's not security, not to have a bond with a person? The mice is not clear in maskono. The same as Shara Yichud, the mice at the end of the day says, well, machmir, we see no chilek over here. So, close to it's your dog. Then when they point out, what's the eitzah? Have a lady dog. They're also scary, these big things over here. No difference.
Then is a dog different animal?
Then we're not for animal. That's in general or not, except by the case of, why? Except by the case of a dog. By almano. And the reason is, by all animals that they come to be around the person and being very friendly and making a bond, people think, oh, you're nifshu the person. Masha'i can negate the dog, people think, that's how dogs are. People are very friendly and very nice. And therefore, people are more pachet of all animals except the case of a dog. Building upon that lomdis, come up with Divrei Seifim and says, what about a cat? Right? Dogs are very friendly. Cats are also very friendly. People have no mersas. She wants to ask her, to a boy cat, follow him on also. Save Divrei Seifim, because no one will think there's something going on over here. Masha'i save it comes to Shavim. Get about shuvas. He says, Chazal say a dog. Dog the maisa are have more of a cash to people. Everyone knows the statement. What's a man's best friend? His dog, right? That's a statement. A lady's best friend are diamonds. A man's best friend is the case of a dog over here. There seems to be a special, unique bond people have with dogs over here. And look around society, it seems to be that way. Everyone has to have a dog. A cat is much less over here. And therefore, don't be wasted more than Chazal have. And the law is specifically on dogs, not the case of a cat. Sifutes is a case of having avodim, the Gemara again about Matiyah Daf Ayin Aleph brings down that the Isha should not acquire for herself avodim, slaves. The first Kamal Chakim Machoik can discuss what age of avodim is discussing over here. What about Ketanim? So brings down the Machoik is Torah versus the Rambam. Torah says by case of a Kotin Yafi Machmer, the Rambam says it can be Mekel. He said to the Machoik, he says basically, if you look at right now, Maisa, a case over here when he's less than 9 years old, not Roy Labiyah. And Kotin, yeah, I mean less than 9 years old, not Roy Labiyah. Right now he's not Roy Labiyah. Or do you look at, no, eventually he gets older. When it comes to Rav Abiel, came the idea when you move in, when you have a couple, and one comes Almano, there's an Issa over here when Matzah started off being a case of a heter. We look at the Matzah right now. Halacha, the Mechaber, and the Reis, Tamach, Zayin, Mokhaz, Avodim, Pashtun, Lechumro. You cannot buy an Evet, even when he's less than 9 years old, because eventually he'll come to more than 9 years old. That's Kiyem Chayenu. They do discuss two questions in this Halacha, but not by us, but simply Reis, Tamach, Zayin, Mokhaz, Avodim, in the Shulchan Aruch. One is there an heter when the Isha has a baal? The case of Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara's cases, Isha cannot buy herself a vodim. That's just she has a husband. Does that save her from any chshach negating the avodim? Because she has a husband. It's coming with machlokes over there. Bach versus Taz. Bach says at the end of the day, the Maaseh Yafi Machmer. So I'll bring you a raya. We see Isha cannot teach Tinoikis, even though she has a husband. Can't teach Tinoikis. Come on, the Taz, circle soif, buy the beer. This is a mishmeres. She watches the person. Malocha, the shach is machmer. The chidol ma'is is machmer. They say there's no heter by the case of avodim, even though by the beer. And again, you have to realize this raya is very important raya. It's from a lady teacher, there's no heter, she has by the beer. You get to its machlokes. That's not what it says in the page by us. It's a chof. It comes out for the bach and shach and the chidol paskins. Malocha is there's no heter by the beer by the case of avodim. Number two, let's make it practical. We don't have avodim. We might want to have avodim. We don't have. So let's say you hire a person to be a live-in servant. You hire a butler. Because you have a butler. You're a very rich person. She has a butler. Is there an issa when it says Shulchan Aruch? Is it lochadaka by kinyan, ownership, very subservient? Let's say you hire and rent a person. Is that also a person that is worth of you? You hire a person for a couple of years, you have a contract with a person. Is there a problem? So again, the Machlokes Taz versus the Bach, come along and says, the Maisa, let's be Machmer, circle, servant, subservient. The son of the Taz says, but no real kinyan over here, still a free person. The Maisa, let's be Mekel. The Shach over there, again, passes like the Bach and Chumro, and someone who is can be a living, a butler that you meant for a couple of years, has the same Allah negate than ever that you bought.
What's the Shach
that since there's subservience of a fatu one to another, and therefore there's a Shach that will lead to Mamash. Does the fact it sounds like Oiski Noshim, you have a special bond with people that you work with. Sounds that way, it could be. That's the question that's from discussed first. They come along and point out that if so, can you have Betzma butler? Once you pass from the Chumra like back and track, can you have a butler? So they say two things. One is what the Bacha Shach is discussing. When you hire a person, you learn the sukkah, let's say Bishalakim, and those that if you hire a person 5 years, 10 years, they really were there all the time and they're really subservient to you. Today, if you hire a live-in, it seems that you're kind of odin la'atzmoi. They take off any days that they want. You try to tell them what to go do, and you don't really want to fire them because it's very hard to get good work, good help over there. And you really meshubit to their whims numerous times that you just give in to them because it's not really worth the hassle and the fight to get somebody else, and you're happy with them for years. Then they point out their relationship of who's subservient to who is yesh lodin. It could be equal over here, and especially with all the amount of days they take off and all the things they demand they want. So let's yesh lodin even nichlan bachan shach aleph. Second, this says the same as shayi yichlod. The case over here is when Isha has her own servant. Let's say the servant to the house. A lot of times the butler is not to the Isha. The butler is to the house over here. The husband, the kids, whatever's going on in the house. So the halacha in the Gemara is discussing when someone's a butler to the Isha. You have a private secretary, and let's say the Isha has a private secretary, that's a man. That's a good question. But Maisa, when it's a secretary to the house, taking the chosm in the house, the one taina, it's at this sukkah, maybe as Abba Trappist Larai, if that's his own sukkah. But it's not in the chosm of the house, the one taina, that's not nichol, it's chumra over here, there was not a problem. Sorry? Yeah, but he has to answer to the husband. He has to answer the husband. It's the whims of the husband also. It's not a person. Sometimes you get a servant for the wife. Around and not around, it's being hired by the house. Usually by the interviews, they're both sitting there. They both want to meet the person. You want to know who's going to raise the kids for the next couple of years, who's taking care of the house over here. It's usually both of them are involved. You can argue the point, say, not the way. I said the back one's argument. I'll tell you again, back first, if there's a look by case of Seicher, I mean, the Taz wants to be Michael. The Chidol Mike wants to pass 90 Taz. The last stuff over here, in the Seichot, is the mission of Pepe's saying to Allah, as one, the Bachar cannot teach children. A second, an Isha cannot teach children. To go through each one. First, the Bachar not teaching children, what is the reason behind it? So come along, the Rambam says, not the Sugya of Yichud. It's been the sugya of Gira Benoshim. It's the sugya of Yitzhara. What time of the Torah? Loshna Machaba over here. Nimsim Miskara Benoshim. And I'll further point out, it's in the sugya of Yichud, but the Klolim are going to be the Klolim negated the sugya of Yitzhara. I mean, it's not the Klolim of Yichud. Now, which children are we discussing? What? Oh, I'll get to it. So the first question, we're talking about Bachar. Bachar cannot teach. It says about Shmuel, maybe now the pre-show, did not make a difference who you're teaching. Whether teaching boys or girls, a Bachar cannot teach them. What's the reason? They point out, they said to me, we're not worried about the boys and girls. What about the parents who bring the kids to the Bachar, and therefore the mother brings the kids all the time? There'll be a special relationship between the mother and this Bachar over here. And the Bachar, as Bayam says, Yitzhara, Bachar Mab Yitzhara is also. And the Bayam, Mitzalei Sikrivu, Nishmat Kol Dovaro, Mitzalei Sikrivu Mestaklis, Yav Yisirim over here, Mitzarech Elbav Mavachar Neichem. Therefore, a Bachar should not teach because the parents who are bringing it. And numerous times who are bringing it, usually the mothers are bringing it. The question is, look around, especially in Chuslo, especially in out of town, there are teachers who are girls. There are, whether teaching boys or teaching girls, there are teachers who are girls. I'm sorry, there are teachers who are Bachim. We have teachers myself are Bachim over here, especially in out of town places. So the question is, it's against a Mishnah, it's against the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. So Shul Knesset Gedolah already 400 years ago, it's a question, look around, the Bachim are teaching. So he has an interesting lashon. He says, "Gzeru she'ein yichelm la'amud b'zeh b'zman hazeh." It's a gzeru that tzibur cannot be aimed upon. Therefore, Shul Knesset Gedolah says, "We do not follow it since Shulchan Aruch against the Mishnah." It's a chiddush atzmi. He says, "But the Maaseh yeah. It's not poured down, right? It seems to be that hunger that way." I'm asking, but no, they poured down Megillah Torah, so we follow the Torah, right? But actually, we have. Shul Knesset Gedolah points out the issue, but Paisim did not bring it down. That's one sniff they point out. Aleph. Second, the Tosef is looking in the sugyo on the page. He speaks out again very clearly. He said the issue is because who's bringing the parents? So let's say older kids, high school kids. How do they get to school? They walk. They go by themselves. Getting into school, they say there's something a boss, a tender, but not coming inside the parents. So he said, come over, look at that. They get to young children. They get to older children. It does not apply. If still come with the Archa Shulchan takes a step further, maybe in the case even the young kids, but let's say they come by themselves, or they come by a tender, or they come with Chavim together, or situations, they do not end up meeting the parents over here. So be nichl the heter, the problem is the parents are meeting the Rebbeim, meeting this Rebbe over here, this Bachar that's teaching. But they come in groups or my kids, Harnov, now they can be walking, but they can go in Chevras. We try to send them as early as possible by themselves. So they go by themselves, won't be nichel the Isser of children being brought by their parents. My son, the Binashim and Oris, on the Mishnah Beer, he's refakim upon this Svara. He says 2 points. First of all, the fact that we have the Gzeiro, and come the time does not apply, we know all over, when the time is not around, we still have the Gzeiro. The Gzeiro is not bottle, Aleph. Second, that practically, it's true that sometimes, a lot of times, they might still go together. But when your kid's late, or your kid doesn't want to go, so the mother's left bringing the child, or sometimes the father's left bringing the child. And a lot of times you have to bring the kid physically to class, and you do meet the Rebbe. It's a very common thing, and I assume most parents are just like me. And this happens numerous times. And listen, you do meet the Rebbe, whether you want to or not, you have to bring your kids there. So you're back to the Lochavir, what's the Eitzel? A third point they point out, why do you make it? Again, we want to share class, like, a second, maybe the kids come by themselves. Third point, maybe a school is different than teaching in a house. They point out in the old days, when you taught, there was a lamed inside his house, where there's a bacher, and a few parents bring their kids to the lamed inside his house. My shaking today is in the school system, it's a bait sefer over here. Come along, and the ist, of Moshe writes about this, the ist of Moshe, of Shaman, of Yashiv, it's a mokum of Rabbim. It's not Shaykh to have a Yetzara with all the rational. What's the Yetzara over here? Yetzara, Taiva, make a bond with his parent over here. The noise and the responsibility and the action goes on in schools. You know, they have hundreds of kids in and out, they're going here and there. It's not like this private house where the Yedam Alamid is above her teaching 3, 4, 5 kids over here. It's the whole matz over there is not a mokim or mohus that has the issue of being megar to the Yetzara. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of tension over there. The Rebbe's trying to watch 25 kids or 40 kids, many of them kids in the class at the same time. They're supposed to have somebody helping them out. There are always people checking out upon them to see what exactly they're doing. They're just upon them. It's not exactly a conducive place for the Eitz Hara. Therefore, Nuwa's farming down this idea over here, Diver Chavim, the essence of Yashiv and of Scheinberg. They said the Maisa, Beit Sefer, a school system, does not have this issue over here of having a buffer. So that's a Nacha point. One other point, the Issa's question of Yashiv, and the Yashiv says, the Maishi, read the Mishnah does not say the Loch of Isser. The Mishnah says, Loshon of Lo Yilmad, it's the correct thing not to go do, but there's no Isser over here. He says, the Loshon of Achorim say does not say the Loshon of Isser. Now, if the fact that Achorim say this, I cannot find that one Achorim that says it. Don't know, but it's not Achorim. I do say the Achorim say it on Sif Yud Zayin, on Sif Yud Ches, on Sif Yud Zayin. No one says it on Sif Chof over here. But Israel B'Yashiv in the Oritz, and the Mice knows it's also, it's a correct Anogel. So again, I point out, we have Eitzes over here, why the Mice don't make it like Eitzes of a Bacher, which again, not to come to Eitzel, but in the Chutzlar, it's this. Again, we have either Shir Knes Zagdoylo, it's a Gzeo. We have either, it's not an Isser, it's a Milo. Well, or you can say that the kids come by themselves. Or we have a Hetman said a school is a different, massive, in the case over here of a system of being inside a house. Now, just two more points again to Bacher. They discuss, what about a substitute teacher? What about a tutor once in a while? So they point out, it has to be someone who's bekfiyas, says not to give real baloka, very close this way, kodashani. But someone who is only ba'arai, that's not the isovia. The megarbi yitzahara, is when somebody have a constant going back and forth. But substitute teacher might not have this issue. A second point on the page over here is, let's say a person is married, there's no Isser, but let's say the wife's not in the city. Not in the city, it's not like Machlokes, the Mishnah, Tanakama, Rishab Eliezer, how do we paskin over here? Chokas b'chokin l'maisa, he is machmer. He says, if the person is not in the city, the wife's not in the city for the husband has this problem. Maisa on the page, the Pesukei Teshuva, brings down Kivega on the page, it brings down Lechem Rav, that we do not paskin this way. And Moshe says in Shuvah, the minig is like a kiveger, like the Makkah Mishnah that says that we pass it whether the wife's in the city or not. The loch is Meister, he's not to the buck, to the case of married over here, and therefore we'll not have this sugi over here, and you don't have to worry about it. That's how Yashiv of also paskins like this on Hogo. Derech Agav, once discussing a bucha teaching, let's ask another question. So married people teach girls. Should married people teach 7 or 8 girls, the 17-year-old guys, girls over here, and you marry 48 years old, let's say. Let's say that's your age. And you want to teach 70 girls, is that the correct Tanoga or not the correct Tanoga? Teaching girls in general. So this is a Sefer Biur HaLacha, who quotes his father, Rav Zilber, in Torah Sestaklis. He's Marech upon it. He says, Maestro, what's the heter, what's the reason, how can I do that? You've buy him Tanoga, Sestaklis, or Gedoimo. The Maestro, you look around the seminaries, most of them have been teachers. So, Echad Bnei Chabura, last year learned Hilchos Yichud, this is a berach. He went to Chaim Kineshki, asked him this question. Now, Echad Bnei Chabura is coming to his father, who's head of one of the systems in the Chutzlar, based Yaakov's in, I think, in New York. So, his father became an Almoin. You want to know, he can keep teaching. I'm not sure his father or someone in the system came in Almoin. Want to keep teaching? Yes, Chaim. Chaim answered whatever he answered. Then he asked him, Chaim, I have the recording, if you want to give me the recording. You got to get to me privately. Yes, Reb Chaim, stop. Should men teach girls? Is that the correct Tanoga or not? She said, nisht gut. No achot, kein brer nisht. You have no choice. Nechmin. I'm nisht kein derech. It's not the correct thing. So yes, Reb Chaim, well, you're telling no men to teach girls. Can you write a letter about this? Now he says, I don't write letters. Yes, Mr. Kirelis, he'll write letters for you. He writes the letters over here. He knew it, he writes it. I might sign it, but he writes it. I have a recording, that's not the correct thing. I know myself, if you do it, not been that way. So I'm saying it over very simple. Years ago, it started off that there was no real option of teaching. Because who really knew stuff, who understood stuff, are women. Women basically focused being in the kitchen, being raising their children. There weren't too many options anyway out there to learn Torah over here. They had no real based sacrifice system. Now, there's so many girls out there who want jobs and need jobs. And some of them actually know more than some of the guys over here. And they are very clear in their halacha, very clear in their shkof over here. And forget, why in the world are you taking men for? So, true, there are seminaries that told me personally that we try not to get Americans, they're very friendly, it's not healthy. We try to get the English guys who are more stiff, we try to get the stiff English guys. That's what they tell me. Get stiff English guys, not how hard. Get those types to teach, the imamish cannot make a bond one with another. But my son, our seminaries, we forget to. They get men teachers because some reason women seem to learn more that way. It sounds like more inside biology or chemistry, depends how you look at it. But there is certainly an issue. The correct Tanhoga again is up to for Das Torah. The seminaries seem to be very lax upon it. I actually remember where I've been a couple of years ago, Hilchos Ribbis. My daughter at seminary also had Rav there. So my daughter is very cute. She wants to know, how does he see through his eyes? What's going on? How does he see? So Ravin Meister built a chosid, and the Rebbe told him personally teach Ribbis in the seminaries over there. And I explained to her, no, he actually has his eyes open. He actually does wear glasses. I think he wears glasses. Just the Rebbe told him you have to teach. And does he really see? So Echonami, there are people who have some people who have glasses don't wear glasses. There's one person told me, I walk in, my mom can see, just when the hands go up, I can see them. I can't see mom's anything over there. Echonami, it's wonderful to have, it's close to having glasses for that reason. Keep your eyes, but you can close over there. I heard another Adam Gadol said when he teaches girls, he trained his eyes not to see. Everyone knows Adam Gadol, maybe said afterwards. He first trained his eyes not to see. He like when you walk, you don't see anything. You take it, you train his eyes. But most of us are not at that level. And you have the bayah, it's the practicality, the regular yitzhar are over here. And the kiddua, you hear stories. Why? Because. Oh, now you have the plastic. Fine. No. Fine. So that's Enichami. Again, Chaim said, Nishgut. You have no option. Fine. The second halacha over here is the idea of a lady teaching children. Now, over here, it's very clear, it says, Be Shmuel, it's not Mitzvah Sugi of Yitzhar, it's Mitzvah Sugi of Yichud. Teaching who? Again, says the Beis Shmuel, according to the Prisha, whether teaching boys or teaching girls. So we have a question over here. We have lady teachers who teach boys and girls. Look around society, especially again the Chutz Laretz. We have this bayah. What is that het over here? So again, the Gemara involved with a couple of eitzes. One, they start off again with the Tosafot Zokin, says he said that it's a dafka because the parents are bringing the child over here. And it might lead to matzav of yichud over here. If you're in the matzav of an older child, where the parents do not bring the child, said to be a zakhul, maizi can be meikel. Building upon that, they want to say younger children, the each is teaching, of the ashram tshuva being zan, besemcha upon this, the maizi to be meikel, even younger children when they come with the groups or tenders or by themselves, which again, you have to know, the ashram tshuva said one thing, and already he's a fact, but sounds like upon himself, maizi, you have a kzer over here, and even though Tom's not around, let's be machmer. But Matthias wise, in a lot of times, that parents do bring their children, and you have a girl teacher over there. I bring my children again, sometimes because they don't want to go, sometimes it's late over here. You do have this issue. That's one eighth and one reason to make all is that parents are not bringing to bring their children today. A second eighth of the Tazel being bring down from Bach, the eighth of Beit Sefer, a school system, is different than the house. House here, Rabbi Avichod. Bizman Chazal, a school system was different. Come on, say, but there is a different school system, Bizman Hazel. You want to say a school system is different? He said that was in Dafkin those days, the Tazenbach. There to our days, every teacher has their own classroom. In those days, you know, one taught over here, as a group of three kids, one taught over there, a group of three kids, one taught over there, a group of three kids. There's one big room, and they're all the same, all together. Us, every teacher has their own classroom. Every teacher has his own classroom. You're back to the Islam, it's Man Chazal, and not having any heter to get to the school system. The Meisner's form began the Tazen and Bach, they went up to the Divrei Sefer. Where they get involved with most schools, you ever realize you go to the classrooms, the door has a window. The door itself, like certain bathrooms there, still have windows, which is usual. I don't know why that's so. The bathrooms, they have windows, chassars they don't. But over here, also schools, most of them have windows. That's Aleph. And the window's not like the bathroom, they can't see, the ones that you can't see through. Void, they point out that practically, I know in boys' systems, a classroom is a nichlas v'yotzi place. Coach game in the case of girls. The case of a classroom where the kids walk in out of the bathroom, where the principal sticks in their head, where the parents come to pick up a kid, they have to go to the dentist for whatever reason, where kids just open the door, no one's locking the door. They're told not to lock the door. No one's locking it. And the room, the door is going, is constantly a mokum that is not a place to have a matzvah yichud over here. They were the same with Netta Gabriel, being down there with Seifim, says, Mazkut Terosa, is that Eno? It's not true. Our school system is like the Tazabachi, but that's what the Sugav Tazabach. Number three, once the Sugav has been said, the idea of Yichud, do you have a heter of the Isha teaching with Baal Be'er? Baal Be'er, no Baal Be'er, the Sugav Yichud. So the Tazan, your day, and Rish Mem Hei discussed this question. Maisi wants to be Machmer. No heter Baal Be'er. Moshe wants to say why. Either you can say Mitzad Asforo, or Moshe says Mitzad is don't be Kfiyas. And that if you get of gospel, and gospel is no heter by Labir, that's the clear halacha we have in the Gemara, and brought down in Siv Ches over here. Or you could say another idea, Isaac ben Noshe maybe, it's a constant idea, the concept over here of gospel. And therefore, the Maisa Taz Machmer. Now, on the page by us, the Chalz Machoikik, and the Beit Shmuel and Maisa Mekel. On the page known by us, the Maisa Machmer. On the page, everyone's Mekel. We have a Taz Yadei Reishmem Hei, and also you said the case of Avodim, came along with the Bach and the Shachtri Machmer. Like an Isha teaching, there's no heter by Levi'ir. So we have a Bach and Shach in Reish Mem Zayin. We have Taz in Reish Mem Hei. Maisa Machmer, there's no heter by Levi'ir. Again, on the page, we have Reish Mem Hei, Maisa Machmer. So it's interesting, off the page, Taz, Bach, and Shach are Machmer. On the page, Maisa Machmer. A fourth heter they point out, even Gaspar, is that an Eitzav Pasuk Pesuach. So again, we know Pesach Pesuach by case of Gaspar, Isser, and Heter, but not. We have Machloikis again, Chalts Machloikim, and Beishmuel versus Taz. The Maestro of the Taz says to Yimekel, that those want Taina, certainly over here, there's a Mashal to be Machmer, come with Dvar Loch, for the Shani, and Beikel, and say, you have a Heter, or Pesach Pesuach, and Chazish goes this way. So they point out, we have, again, they point out five of Heter, one is the Yashu's idea that not the notion of Isser, it's Loi Nochoi, not Isser, number one. Number two, maybe the kids come by themselves. Number three, maybe a school system is different. Number four, a Pesach Pesuach. And number five, Baal Be'er. That's where the reason seems to be that girls do teach. Don't seem to worry about this concept. However, they point out, let's be practical again. We have over here Ganenets. And Ganenets have it inside the house. And you must go through the Svaras before they don't apply. It's not an idea of a Beit Sefer school system. Every Gan, whether it's Arizona, Maldafna, or Hanof, it's in the house. Don't have to be a school system. Number one. It's not the idea you have a heter by Levi'er. They point out, well, let's say you're Ganenet in Beit Shemesh, a husband goes to Yerushalayim to Shiva Smir, and Beitar goes to Shiva Smir. Or, let's say Stamazai, he's in the Arzabiro, and the husband goes to Chutz Loretz. He's not around right now. He's pushing not around by Levi'er, when we flew to Chasno. What do you do in that situation? Elamayim, Pesach Pesuach. You have 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, leave your door physically open. You try that one. Yeah, see what happens. You lose your kids here and there. You cannot pass the Pesuach. So I did see one place. They have pass the Pesuach, and they had a gate, a small gate, blocking the small kids. That anyone can open up. But even that, it depends on age kids you have and how smart they are and if they know how to open it up.
But keep alive, it's scared
of the government.
I'm sorry? Keep alive, scared of the government.
Yeah, yeah. Nochabaya, get involved in the basult if you had to close and unlock. That's true. But you're going to tell me who's bringing the kids? By the Ganenis, the parents are bringing the kids. You don't have the head to try to be a Zokin. No one's, they're not coming in groups. The parents bring the kids. And sometimes, even the father has to bring the kids. So my Shef, but yeah, how can I have a Ganenis over here? Oh my, you left with one idea. Rabbi Yashin says that it's only in an Ochon, doesn't say Losh of Isser. So it's in an Ochon. So what in the world are you doing over here?
It's only
Isha. No. An Isha, no. There's a Bacher and there's an Isha. Isha gave a head to maybe Balabir, but a lot of times there's no head to Balabir. No. The bacher cannot teach children, and the isha cannot teach. You have a head of bailabir machlokes. Tan shachah bacher machmir, number one, and number two. Even the mekilim say bailabir. One of the head is not bailabir. Poshut physically. So I've been actually where I live. Of course, see for me, there's a ganana over there, and she mamish has a window facing mamish to the street. Fine, it's very nice. You have a window. We know that's a heter of Pesach Pesuach. If you go with the heter of Pesach Pesuach, you want to argue that no heter of Pesach Pesuach, still stop with the Taz Bach and Shach. To come to the Chodesh Shani, it says, I think a Yisrael over here, when your teaching is different when you're a babysitter, when you're coming to be a tipul over here, what kind of teaching, and you're teaching them, and your parents want to know how they're growing, and you want to have a chiluk together, that's one with another. The other Shashavim had the idea of Yichud. But the reason why we're sending our 6-month-olds to Tipul, or the reason why even they have 2 and 3 and 4, until they get to age, even though they teach them Alapes, but that's because you have to do something with them anyways. You teach them the song, Honey Dipped in an Apple. I'm a kid, my 3-year-old was singing Honey Dipped in an Apple. Just you know what honey is. I don't know if she even knows the words are, because she doesn't know Hebrew and English. But yeah, we teach her, yeah, fine, because you have to do something with them. So you teach them, and show her very cute, all these things are very cute. But it's not being mitzvah teacher shiva, being mitzvah babysitter. That's the ikur mouth question. And so, and all these, my kid went from 6 months. Now she's 3. Next year she actually started a real, what's it called? Gan Chova. What's Gan Chova? That's really Chova. That's really teaching. And then by Gan Chova, at least in Herzl, there's no lady teachers, and certainly not in the house. But once the tipulim, the ones in the house, are be'ikur, so the Chodeshani is not lichal negeda of a teacher. It's babysitting. That's his editor. Again, if you have by Labir, it's better. You give name as Keys is better. If you have by Basurf, which again is Mathalikis over here. But there's certainly something to deal with. And it's true, you do hear stories. Now, the story is true or not, like that. But then, like, once you hear a story, like thing over, things travel very quickly over here. You do have this Indian. Another point in Yichud that's not put down over here, but Mechaben, Yodai Simkuf, the Gimel, his classes. That we have Isser Yichud, not only of women to men, but a man with a goy. A goy and a man. Isser Yichud said in Mechaba, why? Sugar Shvichas Dabim. Shvichas Dabim. The shell is, Manazet is apply or not? So Rav Vos in the Isser's question, and he says, you cannot go with a taxi, Bismanazet, Bichidus with a goy on Shvichas Dabim. There's a Meisel, Berech, I think it's now already 15 years ago. Yashiv came very sick on Shabbos. Benny Fisher and Rav Koyen, they went on Shabbos with an ambulance to Bnei Brak to Yisrael Chaim what to go do. They went back and forth, and then afterwards there's a big rash in Klal Yisrael, what they do is correct, incorrect. And Rav Koyen gave a shiur about it, gave a shiur what they do, correct, incorrect. One thing we're discussing, what? They went to Yisrael to go do, and they also got Rav, not from Rav. They went to go do, which you do surgery not, or if I remember correctly. So, Rav Reuben Shimon, one thing he mentioned, why two? Mabashurim, he's driving, why two? So he had different reasons why. One thing, he mentioned this halacha, you're not in an ambulance, mice is dark in the back, no one can see. In a car, it's locking up and windows fine. The thing in the back, you have an ambulance over here, but by ambulance, so give yichud. So, besides, so give yichud, shichas domim, they took two with him. Mice, he did not like that. He said, his man does not apply this halacha. I assume where to get it from, because of my son there. The Shulchan Aruch and the Nois came leaving as is. He says, Maisa, that Rebbe is over here. Maisa is Rebbe, or Vosa says not the way. Rebbe Nemetzel, but the real Maisa Pashka, not this way. I seen the Mamash this week, still the Asher Isha came out 2-3 years ago in Ebenezer, the Isha of the Asher was questioned. He the Maisa was making. So the Asher himself says, it's not applied to Zman Azeh. So Eliashib himself, to get two people to go, he and Maisa, and they ask question the stipler. Maisa, he also is Michael. So it's very good, the stipler, and Eliashib, the two Mekilim over here, because that's where it went to. Went to Chaim, from Eliashib. Maisa, the only place they found in Svarim, till these two places, is Tereshol Mishnayis. He might write this. Tereshol Mishnayis says, there's no Shabbos Manazeh, the Sabbath Sukh of Yichud. Agam, Numa Svarim seem to be Choshish. What? No, so that's where they're coming from. The Sukh of a barber. They discussed by a barber. A barber, you cannot go have a guy go do it. However, if it's in the mirror, you're allowed to, because you'll see when he goes to go do it. And they point out the question that everyone asks, would you have to assume that Max is one to another? You can't have, you can't look inside of a mirror. Asla Yilbash. You can't have a guy being a barber to you inside of a tzicha. But when you have a guy being a barber looking inside a mirror, one is the Max, the other is the Max is water. Just to end off with three questions for Olam to think about. What shaila is to get to Yichud? Is let's say you walk inside a house and you're not sure you're the lady there. Very simple, you go and get your parent, your in-law's house. You're not sure you have the combination, you have the key. Maybe Shuka's there, maybe she's not. Maybe Baal is not there. Do you have to, before you go inside your Shuka's house, do you have to know, is there a lady there? Maybe sister-in-law is there. Sister-in-law, maybe she has Baal Bia, no head to gospel. Can you look into a house without knowing the information? Do you have to do that? Yeah, my in-laws know in Flatbush, I left my door open to check out the house, what's going on over there. They won't exactly appreciate it. Maybe Mal is not a problem, ours is not a problem. But certain places, people will not appreciate the door being physically open. So I'll leave it unlocked. You won't have a hatchet in Flatbush, no one will knock and come inside. So the question, do you have a heter of going to a place where you're not sure, is it a suffocation there? One question, think about to answer the question, each load of the Khan. A second question, let's say you are in Matzav Yichud, can you call somebody and speak to them? And that will save you from the Issa of Yichud. Talk on the phone, on the cell phone. Because I assume it's very hard to do the act and to be mafato and to have bia when you're talking to somebody. Elamai, maybe you shut off the phone. Do we say, no, when I shut off the phone? Well, no, because Maisa, it always cuts you off anyway. So is there a itzo, a heter, to talk to people? That means you walk inside your shred house, or your brother's house, maybe your sister-in-law's there. I go to my brother's house, maybe my sister-in-law's there. And talk on the phone until I check out, no, someone is this, no one's there. Okay, talk on the phone. Is that not each of the sugya of Yichud over here? A third question, they get a sugya of tshuva, Yom Kippur is coming. It says, Rambam Milchus Tshuva in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, brought down by the Smag. What is tshuva gemura? What is tshuva gemura? He said, let's say a person was even Avera, and then it came a second time to do the exact Avera, and he was Purish, and he did not do the Avera mitzad Shuvo, not mitzad Yiro, not mitzad the Sugil, he's afraid. He says, for example, let's say a person was the Nichshol upon the Issa being with an Isha, he had been with an Isha. And after a while, he got along with his Isha, and Siyachim with his Isha. He had the same Mahabha for her. He has the same Koyach Beguf, who's still the same age over here. He's the same Medino, the same exact Matziv. Rish Purish was not either. That is an example of Tshuva Gemura. That means example the Rambam is, person has an Isser of Yichud, and he conquered the same Isser that did not conquer before him. That's Tshuva Gemura. Question is, person is working upon Tshuva, he is Machshel, he was Nichshel upon Isser Biyam. Could he put himself in the Matziv of Yichud to do Tshuva Gemura? Yom Kippur is coming. Could you put yourself in the matzav of Yichud to do Tshuva Gemura? Chas v'shalom. So maybe I'll just start off with one ma'am of them. It says the Kliyokar and Pashu Chukas and Perek Yutas. He says, what does it mean? What could you about Tshuva? Eindim Tzidikim Gemurim Enichal Malamoit. He says it means about Tshuva can go stand a place the same matzav he was in and be minyachah with Oysi Isha Shachoto to be about Tshuva. Aval Tzadik Gomes also for the Tzadik Sug of Yichud. Physically, yoker, you want to tshuva gemura, be miyachet, be oiker, to do tshuva. That's how do you have it? The Rambam says so. Keitzad. You want to tshuva. You want to show I overcame what I did over here. Put yourself in the same matzav over here. Beshem will continue this question at the end of Seder today. We go through a little bit of the sugya of tshuva over here. What exactly does it mean, the concept about tshuva oindim, tzadikim gemurim, enichal melamoid? It's a gemara, it's a machlokes, that's from Maaseh Paskin, brought down by the Rambam, the tshuva. How do you take the concept practically over here? Maisir, just end in the sugya of Yichud. One thing is, you do see, it's very, very, very practical. It has to be learned. Has to be done with Chazara. You have to know the Eitzes. Because it comes up, and it cannot just be Machmer, it can't just be Mekel. You have to know what to go do over here. You have to be very practical over here. And every time you do Chazara, it just ingrained inside of you. Anytime you learn any sugya, it gets ingrained. Then you're more in tune to the situation of what's around you. And Taka should save you from any Yisurim. And we should only be Zaycha not to be challenged with these challenges over here. Fine. Maximum Taiva.